Police in New Bedford, Massachusetts, say they have intercepted a Columbine-like plot in which at least 5 high school students allegedly planned to use explosives and guns to kill fellow students. Yesterday, police and school officials decided it was safe to open school this morning. From member station WCAI, Dan Tridle reports.
3 male students, 2 freshmen and a 17-year-old junior, will be arraigned later today on murder conspiracy charges. Police made the arrests over the weekend following a 5-week investigation that began when a New Bedford high school student told a teacher and police about threats involving explosives and weapons. On Saturday, police searched the suspects' homes and seized bomb-making instructions, knives, shotgun shells, and pictures of the suspects holding handguns. Yesterday, police in this coastal city some 50 miles southeast of Boston brought in bomb-sniffing dogs as a precaution. School Superintendent Dr. Joseph Silva praised New Bedford police for their work.
We're very fortunate on what transpired, the arrests that have taken place. We're doing everything to assure that the school is safe. There is no reason that, or the police have no reason to believe that there is anything in the school or any students brought anything in the school.
2 other students are expected to be charged today in connection with the plot. Police Chief Arthur Kelly doesn't believe anyone else was involved.
The students primarily that had knowledge have cooperated and have identified the players. And that, I mean, this isn't a deal where students were protecting anyone. Students were the people who brought this forward. And because they said, not in our school. And that with that cooperation, we feel confident that we have identified the major components.
Kelly says security will be tight when students and teachers arrive this morning. Despite the assurances of safety, senior class vice president 17-year-old Lee Chase says many of his friends are scared.
I know a lot of them aren't going to be in school. I know my little sister who swims and, like, that's all done. I know she is going to stay home because she's, like, a little eerie of the whole situation. And I'm like, if she wants to stay home, that's fine. I completely understand and respect their decision to do so.
Crisis counselors will be available to talk to students and faculty today. New Bedford English teacher Steve Fraga expects considerable debate and discussion in his classroom. He says students have reason to be scared.
I think if people see that it can happen anywhere to anyone, that might bring about some bonds and seeing some mutual interests. I think that's the most frightening particular thing of this incident, is the senselessness of it. It wasn't going to be directed at any individual. It wasn't going to be directed at any group. It was just blind rage.
Police say they don't know the motives behind the plot, but that the investigation continues. Those who know of the suspects say the students were unruly at times, shy around their peers, but rude to teachers. But they also say they cannot believe that their fellow students would commit the crimes for which they're charged. For NPR News, I'm Dan Tridle in New Bedford, Massachusetts.